Chapter 2 Plans. Aramis had to make a lot of plans before Philippe could become King of France. He was also worried about his friend Fouquet, the Minister of Finance. Fouquet was a very powerful and rich man and had many enemies, especially Colbert, the Assistant Minister of Finance. Colbert was envious of Fouquet and wanted his job. Fouquet had a beautiful new house at Vaux, a three-hour journey from Paris. This house had many rooms full of valuable objects and enormous gardens with fountains.
Fouquet spent a lot of money when he built the house at Vaux, Colbert told the king. Government money is missing. 13 million francs. In my opinion, Fouquet took that money and used it to pay for his new house.
The king believed Colbert and wanted to put Fouquet in prison. When Aramis heard about the missing money, he went to see Fouquet immediately.
"Don't worry, Aramis," Fouquet said. "I used that money to buy equipment for the army, not to pay for my new house."
"Get me the receipts and we'll show them to the king," Aramis said.
Fouquet and Aramis looked everywhere, but they couldn't find the receipts.
"In my opinion, Colbert or one of his servants took them," Fouquet said unhappily. "Now nobody will believe that I didn't take the money. The king will give my job to Colbert and I'll go to prison."
"I've got an idea," Aramis said. "Why don't you give a big party at Vaux for the king?"
"How can I make a big party?" Fouquet asked sadly. "Such a party will cost 10 to 12 million francs. I spent most of my money when I built my house."
Aramis really wanted this party for another reason. He planned to exchange Philippe for King Louis during the party. The house at Vaux had many secret doors and tunnels.
"Vaux is the perfect place for my plan," Aramis thought. "And when Philippe is king, he'll give me the money to pay for the party."
"Don't worry, I'll get the money for you," Aramis said. "Make a marvelous party for the king. He'll be very pleased. You must organize the food, drink, and entertainment. But I'll decide which guest will sleep in which room."
Fouquet thought for a few moments.
"I'll do what you suggest, Aramis," he finally said. "Maybe after this party the king will like me more."
"The king will invite Colbert to the party," Aramis said. "Be careful of Colbert. He is your enemy and he wants to ruin you. He'll tell the king bad things about you."
The next day, Fouquet told the king about his plans.
"Invite all your friends to the party," Fouquet told the king.
The king was very happy with Fouquet's invitation, and he invited many people to the party. One of the king's guests was Porthos, one of the Three Musketeers. Porthos was a friendly, happy person, and the king liked his company. Only Athos, the third musketeer, wasn't invited to the party. He hated Louis because he wasn't a good king. D'Artagnan was also invited to the party. He was now the captain of the king's musketeers and went everywhere with the king. The king decided to buy new clothes for the party. Aramis wanted to see them to make identical clothes for Philippe, so he went to the king's tailor. He took an artist with him.
"I want to give the king a present, a portrait of him in his new clothes," Aramis told the artist.
But Aramis really wanted to use the portrait to make identical clothes for Philippe. When Aramis and the artist got to the tailor's shop, Porthos and D'Artagnan were there. Porthos was getting new clothes for the party. Aramis was very unhappy to see his old friends there. He wanted to keep his plan a secret. Aramis explained his plan to the tailor. While the tailor was showing him the king's clothes, his assistant took Porthos into another room and measured him for his new clothes. D'Artagnan turned to Aramis and asked,
"Why are you here, Aramis, and who is your friend?"
"He's an artist," Aramis answered. "I want to give the king a present, a portrait of him in his new clothes. I came here with the artist to see the clothes."
The artist started drawing the king's new clothes. Aramis also asked the tailor for pieces of the material.
"The portrait must be identical to the clothes of the king on the day of the party," Aramis explained.
The tailor gave Aramis some pieces of the material, and everybody left the shop.
"Aramis wasn't happy that I was in the tailor's shop," D'Artagnan thought, worried. "He's planning something, but I don't know what."